Welcome to the Safety Stripes Network. This is Dave with Mighty Line, and I've got a real talent on our show today. We've got Wes Wyatt. I'll have him introduce himself because he's a guy that you're going to want to know if you don't know him already. Wes, with Warehouse Safety Tips, it's yours.
Really glad to be on the show. Thank you very much for having me on, Dave.
It's great to have you on. From the moment I've heard your first podcast, I've been impressed by your passion and enthusiasm, particularly in the area of safety. I don't always come across that with people, but in your passion for safety, how'd you get there?
I used to do private security where I would go into a place and put me in as someone that drove like a tote motor around that generally like remove waste or just something that I'd be moving around everywhere. One of the reasons that I had been placed was twofold. One was because of sabotage, which is something that really doesn't have necessarily something to do with safety as far as it does just people wanting to get out of working. It was a foundry. So somebody was driving around a corner with molten aluminum and they had went into an area where there was a pedestrian crossing. And because the person not only wasn't paying attention, but was also high at the time, when they come through the area they weren't supposed to be in, they slammed on their brake and the aluminum actually spilled out and the person that was in the path actually died. It was a very, very sad story. I was happy to have not been there when it happened, but they had that. They had some gases that they were containing that fell down and one of the containers actually shot through a concrete wall. They had just a myriad of things that were going on. And I realized very quickly that it was something where people were going to work to basically, you know, feed their family and control their livelihood. And that person didn't go home that night. It changed my mindset quite literally immediately where I thought, you know what? This goes from being just something where you hear it in a meeting to being something where you don't ever think about not going home.
The best managers in industry really come through situations that are difficult, which make them better managers. And I can see how that impacted you with what you communicate, what you teach, and what you preach in your podcast.
Well, full disclosure, I went on several years later to do a lot of tech support, customer service, and just overall management. But then when I started working with Mighty Line, it was a situation where I was actually a different firm. One of the people that run another arm of Mighty Line were one of their clients. And when they would talk, these people had no idea what they were talking about, but I had been in that world. So we had the almost Reese cup moment, you know, where I had the peanut butter, they had the chocolate, we bumped into each other. And so it was something I was very mindful of and the world where they didn't. So when things happened and our paths crossed again and I started working with Mighty Line, this Mighty Line warehouse safety tips come up, it was a perfect opportunity to put safety top of mind again. You know, someone like yourself, Dave, you're very just immersed in safety. With me, it was more providing safety mindset and keeping it top of mind, but more in a way of moving the people from not only having safety top of mind, but how Mighty Line's products could help. So that's where that all was born.
I love the dynamics because you're a person that delivers dynamics to any situation and one where you've come from an experiential situation into the area of products. But interestingly, Mighty Line with its products that are safety oriented and deliver a safety proposition, you've been able to connect with them in a way that brings clarity to people that use these products. So we appreciate
it. I appreciate the kudos. If I'm being 100% transparent here, Dave, the products are just awesome. So it makes it very easy.
That says a lot about the company, too. I think the thing that I see here is that they've got a mission to not just deliver the very best products for warehouses and industrial occupancies, but also ones that will deliver value in terms of safety. And as you said, help people go home every day. The continuity with where they're headed and where safety lies and safety is going, I think is just fantastic.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
In all the warehouses that you've been through or people you work with, I'm wondering what you hear from your customers, your audience out there in terms of what is impacting them, what's affecting them, what's on their mind, what feedback are you getting? Because it's got to be a great learning to hear back from the great number of people that do listen to your podcast.
I think the biggest thing is I didn't think of that. And conversely, you know, one of the things I shudder when I hear it every time is when someone says, we've always done it that way. You and I talked about this offline once.
That's scary.
It's so scary. And so when people start thinking of a mindset of constant, never ending improvement, in the recent newsletter that Mighty Line put out talking about that whole Kaizen, you know, Japanese side of things, if you're constantly looking for a way to improve as opposed to, well, that's how we do it, you're always going to be able to walk through and instead of see a line or a arrow or an angle, you're going to look at it and say, oh, now I understand the stripes there, because if the power goes out and we need to get out of here, yeah, I know how to get out of here, but what if a vendor's here? So the little things that you do, kind of like when your mom and dad say, because I told you so. Well, that's great. Yeah. But if they say, listen, if you do this, this is going to happen. You may not listen. You may still go and touch that hot stove, but they've been there and done that and have the knowledge. So if someone comes in with safety and says, listen, you can hear the OSHA, you can hear the mandates, you can hear all the clutter around it. But then if something like me with a molten aluminum happens, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's why they've been telling us to do that. Or if you see somebody bend over and get their hair stuck in a machine and it scalps them or something, you're like, oh, that's why you don't have your hair exposed. The biggest thing, and I didn't mean to turn that into a long answer, but people start to say, oh, that's why, or we're told to do that. Or I have a voice. I can give you my take on why this would be safer. Then all of a sudden that realization as to why they're doing it. And at the same time, a realization that, hey, I can contribute to make this better every day and not only take myself home to my wife or husband or significant other or cat is going to sink in. And I think that's the biggest takeaway.
I think it's wonderful when you see and hear people putting it all together. And that's really what's happening. Because when you get into a situation, a lot of companies end up with this, and it's the issue of complacency. I actually happened to walk in a warehouse just a short time ago. I was shocked, actually. There was not a single floor stripe, floor sign. In fact, there's very little signage throughout the entire warehouse, and they've been in business for a number of years. But what I noted was the gentleman that was running the operation, I said to him, hey, have you thought about improving how this all works together for your lift truck operators, for your employees, and in particular, their customers, because they were walking customers through the warehouse. He made the comment that, yeah, we really have a problem. They're always putting pallets in the wrong location. I said, you ought to stripe it. And the answer I got was stunning. It was, they'd still do it. You know, that attitude, it's, are you ready to move on or what? Let's take a look at what improvement really does to people, what it does to their mindset and the excitement and the care that you're generating. You are communicating that you care about those employees. You're quick to recognize that. And you're right. Those early experiences are always with you. So I really appreciate your motivation, your enthusiasm, and the dynamics to which you put safety in the warehouse environment, Wes.
Again, appreciate that, Dave. You know, it's a very kind of maddening situation because you and I got to hear probably 100+ times at one of our recent conventions when people would ask, how does Mighty Line stack up against tow motor traffic? And what I mean by that for the listeners and people that are watching this, our product is beveled and has a lot of proprietary components that make it great. The thickness, the bevel, and a lot of other things that will take immense traffic, but that's not what they're asking. What they were really asking there is, when our people go through with their forks down and dragging stuff across it, is it going to rip up? The teaching of that is travel with your forks up, tilted, and don't drag stuff. And that's great, but they won't do it. If you had a stop sign in your neighborhood and every single time you just decided to drive through it, regardless of kids crossing, the elderly neighbor walking her dog, you know, through there or whatever, the police would, as soon as they saw you do it, arrest you. If you did it again, you may even possibly go to jail. It's one of those things companies are very hesitant to kind of go through. They teach it, but they don't enforce it. That stuff could be actually remedied very easily by just essentially, if we see you do it, the first time it's a warning, the second time it's a suspension, and the third time you're fired. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. So the guy saying that about the angles, well, they do it anyway. That just is, again, it's the way we've always done it. A different version of that same answer.
If you've got operational excellence in your sights and you want to operate that way and you want to be a leader in your class and you want employees to stay and work for you, you will do those things that are the right thing to do. I always have hope and encouragement. I actually consider those situations challenges and, in other words, an opportunity. So we're here to make the world a better place, Wes. And I think that's also the vision of Mighty Line. I'm really pleased to be with this organization and help deliver them to the next level. Speaking of the next level, what do you see in your sights? What is the future in warehousing? There's so much going on with automation. What is there that we might look to in the future that we can adapt to and that people should should be mindful of, particularly in the area of safety?
Well, I think what's old is new, if that makes any sense. You always go back, you'll see it, something go away and then come back. Our product is so sound. You know, it's not a laser, it's not an epoxy, you know, whatever the new stuff that's come out, you know, that's down.
Yeah, you don't have to wire up 220-volt wiring over your ceiling throughout the entire warehouse to deliver a beam on a floor.
No, you don't. And so my answer would be training. Having that, it takes a village mindset where you bring, of course, your maintenance, your management, all that into it. But then again, you have to bring a safety team in, and that safety team needs to be comprised of people that work at the location and the safety coordinators, the management, and quite literally walk around a place on a regular basis. And not because OSHA could come, not because the board just went from 500 days since the last accident to zero. Do it on a regular basis where you have that constant, never-ending improvement mindset. Go through and say, how could we make this better? And actually get a take of what the people that are actually out on the floor see every day. And not just safety, you know, how could this be improved in a form of 5S, you know, where there's a place for everything and everything in its place? Are we doing something that is not as productive as it could be? Are we doing things that could damage a machine because we don't know it's happening? Are we doing things that X, Y, Z? And if you do that, and kind of like in my podcast, we're constantly sinking in those thoughts of safety and keeping things top of mind. You know, by the time you get done, if you see this gigantic yard around, let's say the Biltmore estate, and you think, well, gosh, they must constantly be doing stuff there. Well, they are. By the time they get done doing the grass and trimming, it's probably time to go through and mulch. And then when they're done mulching, it's time to do the grass and the trimming again. So the same thing happens at a facility. So my answer would be, you know, take the stuff that's old and make it new by going through and explaining exactly why that stuff's there and how could we implement it better and what's there that shouldn't be, what's not there that should be, and going through and doing that. So I would say training and teaching and just letting people know why you're doing what you do.
I like your phrase, old is new. In my youth, we played a lot of baseball. We learned how to ride bikes, rode them everywhere. We took musical lessons. A lot of those early skills you keep all your life. And in safety, some of the early learnings that we've had last a lifetime. The learnings you've had, learnings I've had, we carry that forward. I think when you've got operations now looking forward to change, another aspect of that is that Mighty Lines products offer the opportunity to avoid just putting down a single stripe of paint that you have to live with once it's down, which many owner-operators don't even allow because of the concern about being able to get it back up. And now you've got a product that's got a 3-year limited warranty that could deliver a great solution. We need to learn these things, understand these things, and compare and be open to new ideas while looking at what we've been doing and just questioning that sometimes.
I couldn't agree more. We did a paint versus tape challenge at one of the warehouses, and it was just amazing to see how quick we were able to put down Mighty Line versus the paint, and then driving over it immediately after, everything was fine with the tape. You're exactly right. Other than the surface of a facility just beat all the heck, or they have near dirt floors. And what I mean by that is it may not be actual dirt, but it's such a dirty place that preparing it is almost next to impossible. Those people have a genuine concern because our product isn't going to be able to stay down the way the warranty would want it.
Yeah. Fortunately, that's not the majority of warehouses.
No, it's not.
There.
Absolutely most people not. And that's what I'm getting at. It's not our product or tape in general, to let you know our product has disappeared, but it is that training thing. 95% of the stuff that could happen to it outside of the actual wear is probably operator error. It's a training thing. I always say this jokingly to everyone that asks, if we could fix it, we'd be on a beach with an umbrella because it's training. And unfortunately, that's the way we've always done it. We tell them, but they don't do it that way. If that's the attitude that continues, the results are very predictable.
I've been talking lately about communication and effective messaging, and we know we're working with products here, including floor signage and windows that you can create your own signs and put them under. But we've also been looking at some of the coefficients of friction with some of these signs and have been impressed with those results. But I'm so impressed with what you're doing, with what Mighty Line is doing. I want to give you the last word here for this podcast today, Wes. What can you say to our viewers out there in your final words for this session today?
The first thing would be listen to the people that are telling you what the reasons are for what they're doing, and don't take it as the gospel. Ask why. If you have a question, ask what if we did this. And then the other thing is that in addition to asking questions and actually getting involved in the training that you're giving. If you see something, say something. I didn't obviously come up with that. If you see something that can improve, don't be afraid to go and talk to a manager or staff and say, hey, what this was examined, because you may very well be saving someone's life. It may be your own. It could be something as simple as like gas being chained down as opposed to just being laid against a wall. Or it could be every time you see something, one of these days, that's going to be an issue. Don't let it be an issue. Fix it before it happens. So I would say just being very proactive and having that, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but that constant, never-ending improvement mindset to where you are essentially the person that is helping to further and engage that mindset of safety and coming in and leaving as safe as you come.
I would say to sum that up, listen, speak up, ask questions, take action, and be proactive. Wes, you've been wonderful today. I'm so happy to have had you on the Safety Stripes Network. We look forward to talking to you again, and I want all of our listeners out there to have a safe and wonderful day. Take care, everyone.